Welcome to Real Estate Today, your residential and commercial source for marketing trends and investment strategies in the Willamette Valley. Real Estate Today on KUGN is brought to you by Cascade Title Company, David Carmichael, property tax attorney, Brigham Construction, Evergreen Roofing, State Farm agent Heidi Pollack, and McBride's Inspection Services. Now, Real Estate Today on KUGN.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. And joining me today is David Moore. David is the president owner of IRA Advantage, IRA Advantage. David, thank you for joining me today.
Well, thanks for asking us, Bob. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, David is a guru at investing your IRA funds into real estate. We're going to be presenting this over a period of approximately a week or so. So if you have any questions, I'd tune in the next series of programs, because we're going to be dealing with how do I use funds that are currently in my IRA, my individual retirement account, and use those funds to buy and own real estate. David, how long have we been able to own real estate with an IRA, roughly?
From the very early days, actually, when ERISA's laws were first implemented, it was something that was allowed. It's just something that commonly it's misunderstood that what you can and can't do. And real estate falls under ERISA law, which states that if it is not specifically prohibited, it is therefore allowed. The only things that you can't buy straight up are really life policies and certain collectibles.
Okay, so a life insurance policy, that would make sense. That'd be a classic. Use my IRA, go out and buy a $10 billion insurance policy and croak. Boy, that's leveraging your IRA to the max. But we can't use it that way, and we couldn't then acquire collectibles or certain things that would be classed as collectibles, but I could use it in real estate.
Correct.
Now, if over and over again, I get calls that say, you know, I've been told by my stockbroker that I can't use my IRA into real estate. We've been able to do this for 25 years. I own an apartment, actually two apartment complexes with mine. And it's what's really great is it takes a company like David's, IRA Advantage. And where are you located?
Portland, Oregon.
Okay. But we've got an 800 number we'll provide at the end of the presentation. It's been possible to do this for quite a period of time. What can I own?
Well, with
real estate,
if we look at real estate, it's pretty much wide open. The issue is less what you can or can't own. It's more a question of what you're going to do with it. So there's self-dealing laws that prohibit any personal benefit today. So if we look at the IRA, you can buy a retirement house. It could be a piece of dirt someplace. If you bought that retirement house, a lot of people say, well, you can't do that. It's self-dealing. You just couldn't use that property until you took a distribution of it at the end. So a house at the beach, sure, you can buy it. You just can't use it. So it's got to be an investment.
I use it as a rental property between here and there.
Correct. You can use it as a rental. You just can't go and visit it. And you know, the deal is you can't buy from your IRA. You can't sell to your IRA. You can't loan money to it or borrow money from it. So
if you did, it would be a taxable event.
Correct.
Okay. David, will you join me in our next program?
Certainly. Be happy to.
David can be reached at 800-475-1031. 800-475-1031. I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. Have a fantastic evening.
This has been Real Estate Today on KUGN News Talk 590.